This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Dan Kraft, Special Projects Reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Glad to have you here, and every time you come by, it's to talk about a story coming out in the Sunday paper, and this time it's a story written by Ron Wood.
It is. Ron covers some of our regional stuff as well as courts, and this time he's put together the complete overview of everybody's favorite summer activity.
Swimming.
Road construction.
Of course.
So, basically, he's looking at some of the projects that we've heard about for a long time, particularly for your listeners in Northwest Arkansas. The list is, you know, pretty standard. We've heard about Bella Vista Bypass, 540 improvements, interchanges, 412 bypass, better roads to the airport.
Yes.
They've all been on the list for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they've got some money.
Okay.
The half-cent sales tax that voters approved last fall, as well as some federal money coming in. So a lot of these projects that have been on the drawing board are about to come to a neighborhood near you. So be ready for the orange barrels and the flashing lights. Not just this summer, but for several construction seasons to come.
So what do you know what's going to be first? What's the first thing that we'll be seeing this summer?
Well, a few of the projects are ongoing. They're sort of extensions of other projects. Your folks in Fayetteville will see more work on 265 Crossover Road as that eventually tries to become an eastern corridor that will run all the way north to Rogers and try to relieve traffic on US 71B and on 540.
And 540 will also be seeing some work, right?
Right. Anybody who went through, well, they were doing the widening work to make three lanes each way between MLK and Weddington in Fayetteville. Right. They're going to carry that widening project in steps northward all the way up to to Bentonville.
Oh, wow.
And of course, when you get to Bentonville, eventually, you will see the Bella Vista Bypass. Now, they didn't get all the money to build that. That's a $300-plus million project. But there is several more projects ongoing, at least to make the two-lane section of that out in the Hiawassee area.
So there's a lot of different things happening. Has any thought been given to doing them at different times? I mean, obviously, like you said, the 540 construction is going to be done in phases moving north. But, you know, there's also going to be work on 412. So
right. Well, there's work ongoing on 412 right now. The cable barriers in the medians that you've seen on 540 and some on I-40 for the folks down the River Valley, they're putting those in on 412 between Siloam Springs and Springdale. The idea of the 412 bypass in Springdale, which would actually keep some of the truck traffic that's going east-west from having to navigate through town, they're still in the engineering and environmental parts of that study. Now, the new road to Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport is going to come off that 412 bypass. So at least part of that bypass has to get built before the airport road can go in.
So, okay. So the road is going to go from 412, let's see, north?
To 412, actually. It will basically loop through the north edge of Springdale. It'll come off the existing 412 not far from the bridge over Beaver Lake.
Okay.
And then it will tie back into 412. West of Springdale, actually out at the very edge of Taneytown. So you'll get a straighter shot from Siloam through that rural area. And if you're not going into Springdale, you could loop around on this bypass from the Taneytown area all the way around toward the lake and keep going east toward Huntsville or Harrison.
All right. So people are going to probably need to give themselves more time for commuting and things in the morning, or are they going to try and work around the rush hours?
They're obviously trying to work around rush hours all they can. That's not possible in every case. And there are other smaller projects going on, too. Some of them are still state and federal funded, like the flyover in Fayetteville that's going to finally connect northbound College Avenue to the Fulbright Expressway. Others are just city or county projects. Some of the other state and federally funded projects, your listeners in Fort Smith are obviously well aware by now that they're redoing 540 south of Interstate 40 down there, and it's causing plenty of hangups for them. Even in the rural areas, you'll see some improvements in various projects to a lot of state highways.
And you said some of these have been on the books for a while, so it's just been a matter of collecting enough funds to get them up and going?
It's a combination of having the money available, and that's partially the sales tax that was passed, partially some changes in the federal money. And some of these projects it takes a long time to get your environmental reviews, your engineering, your dirt work, the right-of-way acquisition, just to actually get the land to build the roads on can take years. So some of these have been in the pipeline for a while, waiting not just on money, but on the preliminary steps you've got to take before you ever start seeing Orange Barrel's heavy equipment.
Is there anywhere online where people can go to maybe see kind of a master plan or some visual aids of what this will look like?
Well, they could always go to our website because we've posted the presentation the Highway Department mm-hmm. did on some of these projects that are upcoming.
And that's nwaonline.com?
It is.
Okay, so people can do that. And if people want to know more about the story, it's in Sunday's paper.
Right. The Daily Record in Bentonville, the Morning News in Rogers and Springdale, and the Northwest Arkansas Times in Fayetteville.
All right. Well, look forward to reading that this weekend. Thank you, Dan.
I appreciate it.
Dan Kraft is Special Projects Reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.